Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Spoon Mob Pod. My name is Ray. I am your host. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. It's a ice cream company that's actually based out of Columbus, Ohio, but it's in multiple states across the country, down south, as well as along the East Coast, and even out in LA too as well. They have a location, along with shipping their ice cream to multiple grocery stores across the U.S. too. As well. The company and ice cream parlor, I guess you could call it, was actually founded by Jenny Britton Bauer, who is still the owner. It was founded back in 2002. She actually founded a previous ice cream company called Screams Ice Cream several years before when she was enrolled at Ohio State University. She wound up kind of experimenting with making ice cream and then also started putting in essential oils, different flavors, and would bring that to parties and stuff that she would go to while in college. And it kind of took off from there, and she wound up dropping out of Ohio State, opened Screams Ice Creams. She got a stand in the North Market, and it didn't really take off. It kind of just floundered a little bit. She had like one flavor available each day, and she would rotate between a couple that she had, and she just wasn't making any money. I think she was making like $600-700 a month. And after 4 years of doing it, she decided to shut it down, her and her partner. She actually went to attend a ice cream course at Penn State and continued to think about ice cream and kind of the business opportunity with it, and decided to change up some of the mistakes that she made, you know, like offering only one flavor at a time and having, you know, implementing some limited edition flavors and things of that nature. So she started getting back into opening up another ice cream company, and she was babysitting for a couple at the time, and they actually offered to invest in her business, but ultimately told her that she shouldn't take their money because then they would actually own her business with the amount of money and investment that they were going to put in. So they just basically told her, look, it's always going to be here. You know, if you need it, kind of break glass in case of emergency, but find another way to start up your business. We'll support you and we'll be here as kind of a safety net, but you don't want us investing now because we'll own your entire company and you'll essentially be working for us. And that could be problematic down the road. Around this time as well, words started kind of traveling amongst people that were loyal customers of Scream that she was making ice cream again. And her boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband, actually wound up buying her a ice cream machine that she was looking at trying to raise money for originally to get. Thought about taking out a loan or something like that, but he actually was able to buy her a smaller version and she could start up with that. Then because of, you know, she didn't have any credit, really any money to her name, so she wasn't going to be able to get a loan. So they went in together on a loan to get the business started. Actually got approved for a $40,000 loan. It took about a year. They had to meet with the bank on like 8 separate occasions, I guess, in order to finally get approval for the loan. And this was back in like 2002. So she took the money and she opened the first Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream store. It was actually back inside the North Market again because the rent was cheap. People knew her there too as well. It gave her direct access to farmers and specialty vendors so she could get things like chocolate and different spices and stuff to create like bespoke flavors for her ice cream. And this time it actually worked and it became pretty popular right away. Profits kind of just took straight off and just kind of like a rocket ship almost. She was offering several flavors simultaneously, and her and Charlie kept just reinvesting the money back into the company just to continue so it would grow and grow and grow. They eventually brought on Charlie's brother to help with the company's operations, so they started shipping ice cream too as well a couple years later in 2004. The following year, I guess they encountered an issue with not having the proper license to produce and sell ice cream on site inside the North Market. I guess there was some specialty thing that they needed that they didn't know about and they didn't have. So she had to go back to the bank to get another loan, this time for $250,000, so she could open a full standalone brick and mortar shop and put the manufacturing stuff in that space and get it out of the North Market so they weren't in violation of whatever code that there is. Once the company kind of got big enough, she was able to get product in straight from the farmers in terms of dairy and everything like that, because a lot of places said that, you know, you'd have to order like 350 gallons of milk before any dairy farm would sign a partnership. So once she got to a certain level, she was able to start getting those partnerships, start getting the raw ingredients too as well, so that drop the cost of, you know, goods and cost of manufacturing and everything, because they had enough quantity to do it and could get a bit of a break on the price. And she hired her friend John Lowe away from the company that he was working at, which was he was corporate counsel for General Electric Aviation. And she hired him as the CEO of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. And this is about 2009. And the company just kept growing, started getting, you know, glowing reviews from a bunch of different places. The Washington Post, Time Magazine, Chicago Tribune, New York Times. Everybody had just great things to say. She even released her first cookbook in 2011, and that became a New York Times bestseller. And the Wall Street Journal even said of her book that it was the homemade ice cream making Bible. In the following year, so we're into 2012, she received her first ever nomination from the James Beard Foundation for the Baking and Desserts Cookbook category. And she actually won the award in that category later that year at the annual ceremony that they hold in the first weekend in May, like the first, is it like the Monday? The first like Monday in May is kind of when they have the ceremony there. But after that, company kept growing and kept opening multiple locations. And they didn't really hit any kind of rough patch or anything until 2015, when they had to recall all of its products, all of the Jenny's ice cream products, due to a listeria outbreak that they found in a couple pints of their ice cream from one spot in their production kitchen. They actually had to do a second smaller recall like 2 months later. So in total, they recalled, between the two recalls, 265 tons of ice cream because of the bacteria outbreak. And that kind of implemented new safety standards and rigorous testing and control process that began. So they started, you know, swabbing all the products like every day for 2 months. Like 1,000 times beyond the industry recommendations. I think they were doing like 200, and it was only recommended to do like 2. Pretty much, you know, that's stuff that they continue to implement and continue to strictly enforce now because of this outbreak. They don't ever want it to happen again and have to go through that situation a second time. At the end of summer in 2016, Jenny actually got to serve as the commencement speaker for Ohio State University summer graduating class, and she received an honorary doctorate in business administration from OSU too as well. 2 years after that, so 2018, they reached $42 million in sales for the year, and she was included on Fast Company's list of most creative people in business for the 2018 calendar year. Since then, she's published 2 more cookbooks, so she's published 3 in total. They have 10 locations across Columbus. There's currently 49 scoop shops across 12 states in 14 different cities in total, with the Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream banner across them. And it, you know, it used to be a small stand in just a Midwestern farmer's market, and now it's kind of a nationally recognized brand that actually the Joe Biden campaign, the presidential campaign, had started purchasing pints of ice cream as gifts to donors and things of that nature. That came out a few months back, right around, it was before, I think, the coronavirus pandemic came out. But they had to close some of their shops because of coronavirus and everything. But most of them have reopened. I mean, online ordering and delivery is still available, so they can send you ice cream. And in dried ice, you can go on their website and order flavors. They've been rotating in some new seasonal flavors too as well. Pretty much one of the things that I've done during this pandemic is drink a shit ton of wine and eat a shit ton of ice cream. And it was all Jenny's ice cream that I was eating. And so I've tried every flavor that they've had available on their website and their store. So if you go on the website, spoonmob.com, our website there, and go under the Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams page, it's got the full write-up on Jenny herself and kind of how she got in the business, some more detail and everything about the company. But also there are, I don't know, we got to be at like 25, almost 30 flavors probably are on the page too as well that I kind of reviewed. Some of the favorites, green mint chip, really a big fan of that one. Salted peanut butter is a good classic too as well. That one's been around for a while. I surprisingly like the Brambleberry Crisp, which is I think one of the first flavors that she ever did. That one really surprised me that I even liked that. The pineapple upside down cake this year was particularly good. I've had it in the past and it wasn't as good as it is this year. I don't know if it's just the quality of the pineapples that they use for the syrup that they put in there or what, but this year is particularly a fantastic addition of the pineapple upside down cake. Moving on, my wife really loves the sweet cream biscuits and peach jam. That's kind of like her flavor that she eats nonstop for when it comes out every season. She's been like tracking that for like the last 3 years and she knows like what years are better than others with that, which is pretty funny. Moving a little bit down, Boston cream pie. It's probably like the highest in calorie content, but because it's got just straight chocolate fudge mixed in. But that's a really good flavor too as well. Brown butter almond brittle is just a classic because it's got that brittle broken up in there and it's got that sweetness to it, but it's also got a savory caramelness to it. That's kind of a go-to flavor that I usually get from the grocery stores. They pretty much always have it on the shelves. It's one of like 5-6 flavors that the Giant Eagle or the Kroger has in stock regularly. And then I'd probably say the strawberry is another one that I'm a big fan of. That, like the peach, rotates on a seasonal basis. So some years it's better than others. Last year it was phenomenal. This year it's pretty good, but it's not as good as last year. Last year was definitely better. And those are kind of the highlights that I would say, you know, that I like the most, kind of those flavors. But broke down pretty much any of them that are on the website. Even the one that they just released, the new one that they just came out with, was a dairy-free lemon bar. I've had all their dairy-free ones too as well. So those are up all on the website too. So you can take a look, kind of see what matches with your flavor palette and profile and preference and see which ones you'd be interested in trying. I can say that if you can find it in the store, you're better off buying it because it's a bit cheaper. It's like $7-$8 if you find it in the grocery store because they bulk order, versus if you buy it at one of the scoop shops, it's like $10. And I think if you order it online, it's like $12. So you're talking about a difference of $4 or $5 depending on where you find it. So if you can find the flavor in the grocery store, snatch it up. If not, you should be able to at least get it delivered if there's a scoop shop in your market, in your city. If not, you have to order online. It's a little bit more expensive, but I think if you order like 4 or 5 pints, they'll give you free shipping. But like I said, it comes in a box and dried ice. It's real packaged real well. So we've never had an issue that a couple times that we've actually ordered it, it's always shown up in perfect condition. And I think it'll last for like a day or two with the dry ice that they put in there. So it's the size of the box is like a Blue Apron plated meal delivery kit size box, give or take. It's, you know, it's our favorite ice cream. We eat a lot of it. I've kind of taken a break actually from eating some ice cream here just because I've gone through all the flavors. And, you know, definitely don't want to keep just pounding down pints of ice cream. There's a bunch in our freezer currently, but a lot of them are what my wife's that she's kind of got to go through. So, but probably have her on the pod at some point just to talk about Jenny's. She's the one that kind of got me first to try it. And this was a long time ago when we first started dating and we would, you know, go for ice cream and whatnot. And she used to always get like the Brambleberry Crisp flavor. And that was before she discovered the peach one or before they released that and came out with that flavor. So she was kind of the first one that got me involved with it. And then, so I've just kind of made it a point to try every flavor that they got and will continue to do so and continue to update the page here. So as you see new flavors come out by them, check the page. I'll write up a quick review on kind of my thoughts on the ice cream and hopefully if it aligns with you, it's something you should try. And if not, you know, pick one of the other 30 flavors that they got. But you can follow Jenny herself. It's at Jenny Britton Bauer, J E-N-I, and then Britton is B-R-I-T-T-O-N, and Bauer is B-A-U-E-R. So it's all one word, her three names there, first, middle, and last. Well, I think actually Britton Bauer is a hyphenated last name, but all there. So that's her personal Instagram account. And the Jenny's kind of corporate account, I guess, if you will, for Instagram is just Jenny's Ice Creams. And Jenny is J-E-N-I-S, and then it's ice cream with an S, plural. So you can follow along there too as well. And they usually post a couple of days out if they're going to release a new flavor that it's coming up too as well. So you'll see that up there. As always, check out the website. Check out the Jenny's page. It's spoonmob.com/Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. That'll take you right to the page and kind of the bio on Jenny and the company and the breakdown of all the different flavors. Check us out as well on Instagram at Spoon Mob. That links to Twitter and Facebook, which are Spoon Mob 1 and Spoon Mob respectively. Rate, review, subscribe, spread the word on the podcast, send in your thoughts to our email, spoonmob@yahoo.com. Also through the website portal on the contact page, you can send in recommendations too as well. If you think there's other ice creams out there that I should look into and try and maybe break down and get the history on, would love to hear some feedback too as well. Check out previous podcasts that we've done. This is our 11th episode, or no, we've done 10 already. This one's being recorded in advance, so this will actually probably be number 12. This will be the 12th episode because Food News is yet to be released. The second Food News pod is coming out here in a couple days. So we're just recording this one early to have a couple in the bank ready to go just in case some personal stuff does come to fruition. And I didn't want any of the listeners to go, you know, have to go a week without a podcast. So I wanted to get a couple recorded and uploaded ready to go just in case, you know, something happens, like I said. So appreciate everybody listening, checking out the website. Follow us on Instagram too as well. Pretty much got posts every day. Check out the website. The latest page that just went up is Salty Girl out in Boston. That was actually a podcast that recently went up too as well. So check that out. That will kind of cover a premier. Shouldn't say it is a premier seafood restaurant, but it's not like an upscale seafood restaurant. It's pretty casual. It's got a really cool vibe, raw bar. It's small. It's kind of quaint, but it's still lively. And it's definitely a place if you make it to Boston and you want some good seafood, definitely a place to check out. They don't have a reservation system, so get there early and get your name in if you can. But that podcast is up too as well on the feed, so check that out as well as all the other ones that we've done so far. You know, we got a good amount going, and we're going to keep it moving forward. So once again, appreciate everybody listening, and until the next pod, we'll talk to you guys later.